drink that?
Yeah. Well, I drank half when I got home. I'm fine. Because I didn't want it around anymore. Oliver.
You're going to be up all night, babe.
Yeah.
You drank half when you got home and there's half in there?
No, and I drank the other half 10 minutes ago.
My Atlanta.
It's fine, lover.
Mm-hmm.
I love
Are you going to go out to Sky River all night tonight? Is that the plan?
Yeah.
I'm sweaty.
And oop.
Okay, ready? Are you ready?
Yes.
Wow. Go say hi.
Hi, honey. How are you?
Hi, honey. How are you?
Low energy.
It's okay. We're about to turn it up.
Okay.
And oop.
Greetings, Internet. Welcome to But I'm Still a Good Person by Vince Nicholas. I'm Vince Nicholas. I'm joined by my sparkling wifey, Carolyn Nicholas.
Hello.
Hello, honey. Thank you for joining me on our sectional sofa for our little program here. Okay. So it was Saturday, and Luna was spending the night at a friend's house. So it was just me, you, and Len. And we decide we're going to get takeout, or as the British say, takeaway. But getting takeout, deciding where and what to eat, it's maddening.
It's almost impossible.
It is impossible. And like, we're in West Sac. It's not that big, but I'm thinking like Elk Grove, Folsom, Roseville. How do these people decide where to eat? They have like 8 times the amount of restaurants as us.
Yeah, I'm so glad we have such little selection.
Yeah, yeah.
We would never be able to make a choice.
Oh my gosh.
If we had so much variety.
We would starve. Well, where do you want to eat is akin to what do you want to watch tonight? What do you want to stream every day? 8 hours while we work.
Stop asking me that.
Texting back and forth. What should we stream? It's too much choice. There's too much food. There's too much TV. There's too much everything. It's a first world problem. So I turned to Lennox, decider of all things, because I'm looking for some light at the end of the tunnel, like a mirage. Like a lake in the desert. Send me a sign, Lennox. Send me a sign. So I say, Len, where do you want to get food tonight? Anything but McDonald's.
Aw.
And then he retorts with, McDonald's. And I said, Lennox, I've fallen to the ground. I'm gripping my heart. But I said, anything but McDonald's. And he said, Domino's. And I said, well, that's a choice. Finally, someone making some decisions around here.
And not just pizza, very specific.
Yeah.
Domino's.
Yeah. And I said, well, what toppings would you like? And he goes, pepperoni, sausage. I don't know. And I looked far and wide on the Domino's website. They have pepperoni. They have sausage. I don't know. It's not an official topping. But I was like, we have direction. We have clear, concise direction. Can lead with our lives with intent now, honey.
We can finally take one step forward.
Right. So plan was you were going to drop Luna off at her friend's, and I was going to head over there, and we were going to try to like time it to where you're coming home from dropping Luna off, and then I'm coming home from Domino's, and we can gorge and feast. So we synchronized our swatches. And I really wanted a fish burrito for whatever reason. So I said, well, I'm going to go to California Burrito first, which is just across the street in West Sac from Domino's. And I said, I'm going to get a California burrito, do a little bang bang, and then I'll get the California burrito, and then I'll go across the street to get Domino's. And then we'll meet back at home and indulge. And I had the app and everything. I was ready to place the order. But I get to California Burrito and I was like, this isn't going to keep well. Like if Domino's, for whatever reason, I place the order and says it'll be ready in an hour and 15 minutes. And then you might hit traffic. So it was just, I was like, I'm just going to eat the burrito by myself like a loser in the middle of California.
I was supposed to get a bite of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was very much looking forward to that.
Yeah, that was the plan. But I called an audible. I said, this burrito is not going to sit well. And I don't know how long Domino's will take. I don't know traffic, et cetera, et cetera. So I ate it by myself like a loser in the middle of California burrito. But I'm glad I did, because instantly when I took a bite, moisture coming out of the bottom of the burrito.
Was there pico de gallo on that?
There was pico, yeah. Yeah, so I was like, okay, I'm glad I did this. Glad I got this out of the way.
Well, how was it, honey?
It was a lovely burrito. My thoughts, feelings, comments, reflections. It's a good burrito. And they have the white sauce there.
Oh, the white sauce.
Yeah. Sour cream, jalapeno, carrots, and maybe some Mexican oregano. But it was super good. And they had fresh chips. It was a grand old time. So I placed the order for Domino's. For the second part of my bang bang. You just did the bang.
One bang for me.
I did the bang bang. And it was a place order and Domino's. And it was going to be ready in 15-ish minutes. And I like Domino's because they got the pizza tracker where it's like a progress bar. They got the order placed. And then the next bar is a prep. The next thing is bake. And the next quality check. So you can literally second by second see the status of your pizza pie, and then they have the person's name, like Steve is making your pizza right now. It's like, go on, Steve. Another thing is that they have coupons in the app. $6.99 each was the coupon I went with, which is medium pizzas and various appetizers and pasta. So it was a ton of options. And I like that when the coupon is in the website/app, so you don't have to type in Domino's coupon code and then go to all those dark web websites where you got to click here and it's adware and pop-ups galore and the codes never freaking work. Okay. It's like you get a code Domino's 20 and then you put it in and it doesn't work. It's like, okay, well, I just spent 8 minutes of my life looking for a stupid coupon code that doesn't work.
Are those coupons in the app always changing and updating?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And there's a lot of them. There was too many. In fact, speaking of too much TV and too much food, there was too many coupons. So I was like, and you know me, honey. I will go to the ends of the earth in various websites and coupons ordering things. I'm like, how much am I saving with this combo?
You'll do all the math.
Yeah. And it'll take 3 to 4 hours and you grow a little testy and impatient.
I'm getting hangry.
I know. And it's the grandma teen in me. I must save as much money as possible. That's my deal. Okay. So Len's pepperoni and sausage. We got regular crust with the hearty marinara. They, by default, it's the robust, which I assume has some sort of heat behind it, the red sauce. But Len likes as basic as possible, so we got him the hearty marinara. It was fine. It was perfectly mid, acceptable pizza pie, but it was what it was. It was, you know, it was like James Parrott when we got Subway at work, and I was like, so what'd you think about your sandwich there, James Parrott? And he goes, it's Subway. it's Domino's. Then we got a cup of their garlic sauce, which they rip off from Papa John's. Super strong, super buttery, super good, but it'll knock your socks off.
It's so strong.
Yeah. You can't like eat every bite. You can't dip something every bite in there because it'll blow you away. Ladies and gentlemen.
And oop.
Where were we?
So that was Len's pizza. And then move on to our pizza. Now, I'm in a couple of groups, podcast listener groups, for the Doughboys podcast, which is a fantastic podcast, almost as good as ours. But now that I'm 46, I have no friends. But being a member of these groups, Doughboys, there's a Facebook group and there's a Reddit group. I'm not sure how much like the overlap is. I often think I'm the only one in both of these groups. Like, I would like to see a Venn diagram. Being a 46-year-old man who has no friends, my parasocial podcast friends, the Doughboy listeners, they really scratch the itch of that void, my friend void inside me. And it's, 99% positive. There's no trolling. I actually kind of miss the trolling. but it's a good time, and we're just there to chat about food. We chat about the show. Anyways, so one of my parasocial podcast friends, aka a fellow Doughboys listener, recommended Domino's pan crust with garlic parm sauce. And I was like, I'm doing it. What's your promo code, bro? And so when Len suggested Domino's, I was like, it's a perfect opportunity. So we got a pan pizza with garlic parm crust. For the toppings, I deferred to you because usually I get sausage and then a veggie topping if I go we go two toppings. But you wanted onions and olives.
I don't like meat on pizza. I'm a veggie girl or just a plain cheese.
Yeah.
Girly.
Yeah. And oftentimes when we get sausage, you pick off 90% of your sausage and put it on my plate.
Yes.
I'm like, more sausage. Yay. I don't mind it. But I was like, onions and olives, that's cool. Save some calories, I guess. But that was our pie. What did you think, honey? Pan pizza with garlic parm crust with onions and olives. Thoughts, feelings, comments, reflections?
It was just okay.
Yeah.
I didn't feel fulfilled.
Yeah.
There was a void inside me.
Like my friend Void.
Yes. Very similar.
The pizza void.
Yeah. The garlic parm sauce was just okay. It had a very odd, kind of an odd aftertaste.
Yeah, it was too distinctive, I guess. Like a good sauce should blend in harmoniously, marry into the pizza. But the garlic parm sauce was just odd. It was too strong. And it stood out, and it was like, this is no bueno. I thought the pan crust was an upgrade from the regular crust. Still not as good as Pizza Hut pan crust. But then again, Pizza Hut pan crust is not nearly what it was 20 years ago. It was super greasy and crunchy and yummy. Pizza Hut's fallen off. And then, so I would equate the Domino's pan crust to the current Pizza Hut pan crust, not the Pizza Hut crust of yore when it was super bussin. And then we got a pasta. These items are $6.99. We got out of there. It was $23 total. Us three ate for $23. Wow. I thought it was a smashing good deal.
Yes.
But I just wanted some pasta. I have no idea why. With the Domino's, it's portion control. It's not like a giant pot of pasta that you can eat 9,000 calories. And I just wanted to try it out. I wanted Italian sausage marinara pasta. But again, I deferred to you. You wanted the pasta primavera, which is described as fresh baby spinach, diced tomatoes, fresh onions, mixed with penne pasta, and baked with a creamy Alfredo sauce. What did you think, honey? Thoughts, feelings, comments, reflections on your veggie pasta? You made me eat. Just kidding.
It was quite bad.
Yeah.
It was bad flavor.
Awful.
Like mushy.
Yeah.
This was no Olive Garden.
Yeah, and that's faint praise or strong criticism, whichever one fits correctly there. The veggies were there, sure, but the pasta was so soft, terrible. The furthest thing from al dente, way overcooked.
Way overcooked, and I do not like al dente. I like my pasta overcooked just slightly. Mm. I like it soft, but yeah. This was way, it was like baby food soft.
Yeah, yeah. And then the Alfredo sauce, thin, runny, watery, void of any body whatsoever. Like when you buy 2% milk,
yeah,
as opposed to whole milk, which I always advocate for.
I almost went with 1% today just to see your reaction. But in the end, I got the whole.
It's just water. It's white water, darling.
Like water.
Well, I like water too. I like water out of the faucet or in the Brita, not buying white water by the gallon. But yeah, never again.
No, never again.
Pasta was terrible.
We're going to stick to the old dependable Little Caesars.
Yeah. Yeah. So when it comes down to Domino's versus Little C's, you're in the Little C's camp.
There's no competition.
Same world. I think I would like to try a thin crust with like their robust sauce, maybe in the future.
Okay, let's do it.
When Lennox is specific about craving Domino's. But yeah, overall, terrible. never again.
Thank goodness you had already filled up with your fish burrito.
Yes, yes. Thank you for reminding me, honey.
Yes, you're welcome.
The bang bang. Alrighty. Well, are we done, honey?
Yes.
Alrighty. Well, we're done. That's the end of the program. It's been fun, but not really. Let's all try a little harder next time. Like, comment, subscribe, follow, review, and rate, or don't. Do whatever you want. You're a grown up. Make your own decisions. Do what's best for your family. Please be sure to use our promo code for, I don't know, Domino's. No, just go on their website. They have tons of promo codes and tons. Don't Google coupon code. It'll lead you down a bad path. We don't have a promo code for Domino's. Goodbye, my parasocial podcast friends. I love you. My wife and I love you. We hope you have a good day today and tomorrow. And sure, I may have done a bang bang personally. It was a moment. It was a sad, sad moment. I expect a text from my mom about my prospects in life. I'm doing. But I have friends on the internet. I have online friends.
Who needs family when you have online friends?
Exactly. Thank you for listening. Thank you for caring. Thank you for subscribing, blah, blah, blah. Thank you for everything. We hope you have a wonderful day/night.
Bye-bye.